RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome to the Wizard of Oz. This is the radio show with me, Dr. Rob Abel, and thank you for joining Radio.com. RadioMD sponsors wonderful talks by wonderful people for wonderful listeners. I thought we would discuss some things you may not realize about glare or night driving. So many of my patients have problems, or at least complain of glare and night driving. Part of it is due to the fact that in 1973, they deregulated the power of headlights. Part of the reason for that is cars are faster, so they need to have longer range of headlights. But what that does is it makes night driving a conundrum for people. You have that little cone of light dissecting your way down the highway, and everything else is dark, and you can't be light adapted at the same time you're dark adapted. So you are looking only in that cone of light and are not able to see very well things coming from the periphery. That's one of the reasons signs are highlighted and give you glare as well, in order to make them more perceptible. Glare is also caused by low wavelengths of light in the blue range, in the light blue range. But before explaining that, to know the electromagnetic radiation spectrum, it goes from, we'll say, 0 to 20,000 angstroms. Or nanometers. If you take the lowest radiation, you're dealing with cosmic rays. Then come X-rays. And gamma rays are in there as well. And then UV light, UVA, B, and C. All of those short, powerful wavelengths cannot be seen by humans, although they're seen by many animals. All of those wavelengths are potentially toxic to the cornea, the lens, the vitreous, and the retina. For instance, UV can give you burns from flash burns on the cornea. Outdoor workers get yellowing of the conjunctiva. Years in the sunlight can give vitreous floaters that happen more prevalently in equatorial regions. Light that gets through the cornea gets focused by the lens onto the retina. Well, the retina absorbs some of that UV and the proteins denature and start turning yellow. When the lens turns yellow, it's called a cataract. There are obviously degrees. Most people's cataracts are mild, but as they get denser and denser, it becomes a filter and people don't see well. But then the retina has thrown, the lens has thrown itself on the grenade, in a sense. It has protected the retina from getting damaged by those same UV wavelengths, and it absorbs them. The lens does not absorb the low blue wavelengths. We can see those low blue wavelengths, but sometimes we just see them as glare. And if you take the mouse model by shining 400 nanometers, on the mouse retina, within 1 minute they have macular degeneration. If you go up to 420 nanometers, it takes 15 minutes to have macular degeneration. Well, the moral of the story is the more glare, bad wavelengths, the more it packs your retina. And so you need to protect the retina inside through nutrition, outside through the right filtration. If you're susceptible to glare while driving at night, there's something new in spectacle correction. We've always had filters you could put on a lens, or amber lenses. But now there's a lens called Prevencia. Prevencia. It is an SPF 25 that is embedded in the lens and will reduce about 50% of night glare. So if you have a night job and have to be susceptible to that, or in Portland, Oregon, with a lot of rain at night, it will reduce the glare and make life certainly more palatable. But what can we do about just generally adapting to night and nighttime? The answer is there are several nutrients that are specific for improving the rods in the peripheral retina, which do your dark adaptation. They are vitamin A, or precursor beta-carotene. There's zinc, which releases vitamin A from the liver. Bilberry, which helped in the Battle of Britain, the bilberry jam that the British pilots could see better at night. There's lutein. Lutein and zeaxanthin are two xanthophylls, also carotenoids in the same family as vitamin A, which layer in the retina, and they actually, like a blackboard, repel those wavelengths. And then there's DHA, vitamin A, zinc, bilberry, lutein, zeaxanthin is part of lutein, and DHA omega-3, top-of-the-line algae. Our astronauts used to go up with buckets of algae because not only did it convert CO2 back to oxygen, but it was the most nutritious food anyone could eat. And DHA is the top of the line because it's a formula for kids now, for preemies, for conception, for lactating women to have for their children, because it definitely improves brain growth and IQ even by the age of 4. So taking the right nutrients for vision at night is important. In fact, perhaps glare and adaptation to the dark are the best benchmarks to know how good your vision is. How do I know if my eyes are good? Well, one is, can I walk outside, lights flash in my eye, and can I recover within 30 seconds? If I can't, you have to do something. I had a 58-year-old carpenter with excellent vision, excellent eye exam, nothing wrong, normal neurologic exam, couldn't see at night. Well, what he wasn't telling anyone was he was an alcoholic, and he had actually eliminated the vitamin A that was stored in his liver. And 1 month on vitamin A, his color vision was perfect again, and his night adaptation was perfect again. So the moral of the story is, it's important to know about glare, etc. It's also important to realize there are so many drugs that are photosensitizers that actually sensitize you to glare. 25-year-old lady comes in, her problem was Benadryl. She wanted her windows tinted, but even with that, she wasn't satisfied. She had so much glare. Many antihypertensives, antibiotics, antihistamines are photosensitizers, and with UV light hitting the lens will increase your chances of cataracts. So look at what medicine you take. Think of whether you can reduce them, etc. Also, look at fluorescent lights and dental x-rays, because they are x-rays. Dental x-rays have been associated with an increase in meningiomas of the brain. So if that's the case, it can cause anything from thyroid, salivary glands, throat, etc. We need to be very persistent and observant in our own care. It's important to be your own wizard, because these little details are things you don't have to take in stride and say it's part of aging or to laugh at. It's things you can actually improve. Simple tricks for simple results. I wrote the Eye Care Revolution in order to help people become a medical detective and look at these different items and see that they can learn much about it themselves. So listening to the wizard is helpful because I listen to you. One of the reasons that taught me so much and taught me about nutrition is not only my mother and my wife, but also my patients. They come in with ideas. Their ideas can become hypotheses. And therefore, we have to do things other than just what the pharmaceutical companies recommend to us. It's impressive to know what you can do.